Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. Today, we are going to be touching on terpenes. What are terpenes, you say? Well, terpenes, the best way for me to describe it is going to be characteristics of the cannabis, which help determine different strains and the effects you're going to feel from them. So when you go strain hunting and go to a dispensary and you find flower and usually I feel like I've experienced in dispensaries, they don't tell the terpenes or talk about it or talk about testing.
They don't.
It's something that you actually actively have to ask for. But before you ask for it, you have to know what you're asking for.
Cause you can request lab results from a strain whenever you go into a dispensary.
Yes.
And these results, they can also expose the terpene profiles of the strain and what you're looking at. So you can see at the highest in terpene, like if it's linalool mm-hmm. that you may need, you know, you're able to do that.
Yeah. It's really cool to be able to break down and really learn the terpenes that are best for your body and the specific ailments you're wanting to target. Because with that, that's really what's going to be the most effective with your cannabis journey is knowing, okay, limonene is going to be really good for this and it's going to help me do this. And that's what I'm looking for. And so when you go to your bud tender, instead of being like, this is what I like to do, you can still say that, but then say, I'm also looking for a strain that's really high in limonene because that's what makes me thrive in this situation.
Yes. And that's awesome to do that and know that stuff because it's just like you're educating yourself and it's more than just going to the dispensary to go find an indica and a sativa. You know what I mean? So it kind of just, I feel like it allows you to bond with the plant and the medicine, like knowing like these are this is my terpene and like just knowing about them. Like I've recently been trying to pay more attention to that too, because terpenes aren't something that you just always know about like when you're starting smoking, and the fact that like it's medicinal here now in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, we are learning about these mm-hmm. things that like once before, like we weren't learning about because I don't know.
I feel you. Yeah. I feel like, terpenes definitely aren't talked about enough. People don't know about them. When I talk to patients that come in, they're like, oh, what are terpenes? And I'm like, well, that's what you should be looking for. And that's what really gives the flower like its vibe, I guess.
Yes, it's they're found in basically like every type of fragrant flora, and they are the essential oils of any plant mm-hmm. and they're responsible for its healing qualities in the cannabis plant.
Yeah, so they can like do things like relieve stress, help with relaxation and sleep. But I feel like when you think about cannabis, that's more so what you think about is like the down in the couch. But terpenes also really provide focus and energy. And when you look for specific terpenes that you're wanting to take during the day, you can ask for them. And it is crazy how far that can take you. And if you implement microdosing with, you know, finding your terpenes and knowing exactly what to look for, it can be a true game changer to your whole day and your whole cannabis
journey. And how
journey.
You feel, and maybe not just like feeling like you're on autopilot or just kind of high.
Yeah.
Like it might affect you differently. Like we know some people who, you know, they steer away from linalool or, you know, because it makes them feel this way, you know, or, you know, anxious, not that linalool does that at all, but you know, just certain people, whenever you know your own profile of your body, you can like, you know, have the terpene do that same mm-hmm. thing. For example, like more relaxing strains contain higher levels of the terpenes linalool and myrcene.
Yeah.
So if you're wanting to go do, you know, after work in the afternoon, you know what you're trying to target.
Yeah. And you know exactly what to go look for. And we've said this a couple times before, but whether you're new or not to your cannabis journey, it really helps having a journal to be able to write this kind of stuff down.
Yes.
Because 100%. As you're taking notes, you can be like, okay, Granddaddy Perp had these three terpenes. And I know that if I can't find Granddaddy Perp, I can look for another strain that's high in these three terpenes. And it will be not the same, but pretty close to the flower that originally suited best for your body. And it helps when, because sometimes it is hard to find the same flower consistently as dispensaries, unless they're growing it themselves.
Right.
And so that helps when you go into a dispensary that buys from a grower and they don't have the same jungle cake all the time or whatever. And you, that's something that you thrive on and you know your body relies that you
it's
are able to
a
find.
Staple for you.
Yeah. You're able to find something else to kind of replace that and still give you what you need.
Yes.
Which, write things down, take notes.
Yeah, kind of learn about what works for you, your body, and yourself. That's why the pungent odor of the cannabis plant is actually really important. Your nose, like you said, it's all like going into dispensaries and trying to figure out what you need. Like your nose never lets you down when you're shopping for a strain, because the smell of a strain can lead you to what may be the most effective medicine for you.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I don't know. Their nose is always the way to go that you can trust.
Yeah. And I mean, I always shop with my nose anyways, because I've found that if I don't like a strain, 9 times out of 10, it'll give me anxiety. And, just always shop with your nose. I feel like it just, if your body likes the smell, you're probably going to like the high.
Right.
And I forgot what I was going to say. I just lost my train of thought. Never mind.
Well, talking, I can kind of go off what we were just talking about, like the smell of it and using your nose, like different strains of cannabis, they have different terpene combos, which is why they all smell a bit different.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say is, so shopping with your nose can also be a little bit misleading sometimes, because if you don't know a lot about flower, if you don't know a lot about growing or, you know, terpenes,
like what are you smelling for? What is
Well, not just that, but people actually spray on terpenes to make flower smell a lot better than it actually
that's
is.
That's just a joke to me.
So that's why it is so important that if you are like trying to find medicinal properties out of your plant, that you ask for these terpene profiles, and then you ask to see like, hey, how high are these terpenes? Like, I'm not saying they have to be crazy high, but they should be able to be high enough to give you the medicinal effects that you need. So when you're going into a dispensary and you're like, oh, that smells fire, does it really smell fire? Or are you, is that just, you know, like, is that just a spray? Like, it, and it's crazy that people are just able to do that.
It's crazy. Going back to the spraying the terpenes on thing, that's something to be mindful of though, is cannabis manufacturers adding terpenes to their products to improve the flavor and the smell of it. And like these terpenes, they can be purchased by commercial food vendors, not saying they all are, but like the one, the stuff you don't want. And then like they're way less expensive than cannabis produced terpenes, which are, you know, quality. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, you really only want to indulge in them if you know the terpenes are derived from cannabis.
Yeah. And in a later episode, we talk with our friend Bruce from Timeless, and they're a cartridge company. And he actually talks about the kind of terpenes that they use and versus terpenes that other people use. And they pay high dollar for their terpenes because they are organic, natural terpenes that go back into the flower, or sorry, into the cartridges, and they can actually do it strain specific, versus some people, they don't do it in a natural way. So even when it comes to cartridges and, I mean, not just flower, even cartridges, you really like, you want to know everything about the brand that you're smoking, just because it says it's 96% THC or, you know, like whatever, it's Granddaddy Perp or ATF or whatever. You need to know, like, how are you putting the terpenes back and how is this actually going to affect me medicinally, and where is this high going to take me, and is it going to check all the boxes that I need to be checked?
Yes, exactly. Because there's so many people who are against the spiking of cannabis, which I kind of like that little term, spiking of cannabis.
Yeah,
but it is, it's kind of a good way to put it.
It really is. I feel like it's almost kind of disrespectful to the plant, and I just am not very about it. But I mean, everyone does things very differently. And as a market, as we are learning more and as we are learning to ask more questions, I think it's really important to focus on questions like, what kind of terpenes are in this this product that I'm buying.
What's their uses? Yeah, what do they help with?
It's really important to ask these questions and do the research and probe when you go to your budtender and use resources like Leafly and, you know, just using all of your resources and asking all of the questions so that you're really getting the full benefit of what you're doing. Right. And if you feel like you're not going somewhere that isn't doing that, find a new place. There's so many dispensaries out there. Like, somebody's going to be happy to help you and have all the knowledge that you want.
But try to educate yourself too stuff and, you know, follow credible sources or and the cannabis hangout, you know, just like, because patients, we as patients go on a hunt for a specific strain sometimes and we get one that's not doing the job that we need it to do. And that's also due to the profile of like the terpene profile that you don't know. Yeah. You know,
honestly, I'm really guilty. I just have, I say recently, within the last 6 months, really been like studying my terpenes, but that's not something I go look for when I buy flower.
And like in the beginning, I didn't either. It's just like what we always say, we're all learning here. So like, we don't know everything. We don't claim to. So we're like, we're learning as we're going on about terpenes and all the greatness of them.
Yeah. Like Cali oranges that from Arbuckle Farms. Yeah. I would love to know what terpenes are in that, but I don't know, but it is literally like the most fun, giggly, just energetic, chill, probably high. I definitely am trying to get it now, but and that's one of my favorite strains, so it's cool to, it would be cool for me to know that, and is important for me to know that, because if they don't have Cali oranges anymore and I'm really freaking obsessed with the strain, I can find something that's not the same but parallels pretty close
based
to
on the terpenes that you know are in there, and that's cool.
Another thing is the effects of terpenes can change in combination with other compounds, which is actually called the entourage effect.
What is the entourage effect?
So when we smoke, our bodies fill with terpene compounds. In turn, this provides the effects you feel from cannabis, as well as aids any ailments you're wanting to help. So as soon as smoke fills your lungs and all those compounds are dispersed between your body, that's essentially the feelings you feel is going to be the entourage effect.
Yes. Okay.
It's a really cool name that somebody named. But it's, that's what it does. And it's crazy just to think, and as we're dissecting on this episode, it's crazy to think that something so, I don't want to say little,
tiny, microscopic, something you can't really
see or like, and it's a little bit difficult to understand, can hold so much power within the flower.
Yes.
Just like cannabinoids, which we're going to do another episode on specifically cannabinoids and how those are beneficial. But those two compounds together make such a big difference to the whole smoking experience that it actually is a game changer and makes a huge difference. Like, I've smoked flower with 27% THC and less than 0.7% terpenes, which isn't great, but it's not horrible since it's high THC, but it didn't do anything for me medicinally. It just got me really fucking high.
Yeah.
And like, I felt it. Like, I just felt really high in my body. I didn't feel any sort of like, you know, any sort of, I didn't feel like my back changed or anything like that. I was just so stoned. And then I was so stoned for so long. By the time I came down, I was just really tired and wanted to crash.
Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, and they just honestly add value to the whole cannabis experience and your medical needs.
They do.
And based on their unique properties, it's just a whole vibe.
They majorly, that's what they impact your whole experience using cannabis.
Yeah.
And it's fun to dive into them.
Yeah. Like, so, that's kind of just wraps up our episode on terpenes. We're going to be diving further and talking about some of our favorite terpenes, some popular terpenes.
We'll break them down in future episodes. We're going to do some terpene talks on all the different terpenes there are. And like, as we learn it more and dive into it, we're going to do it with you guys. So just stay tuned for future episodes about terpenes, and let's stay educated and stay lifted and
talk together.